The tenth illusion, the illusion of ignorance, has produced the idea that you don't know any of this, that everything which has just been said is new to you, and that you can't comprehend it. This illusion allows you to continue living in the realm of relativity. Yet you do not have to continue living as you have been living, in pain and in suffering, hurting yourselves and each other, waiting, waiting, waiting for better times yet to come, or for your eternal reward in heaven. You can have your heaven on earth. You can live in your garden of paradise. You were never cast out. I would never do that to you. You know this. In your heart, you already know this. Just as you know about the oneness of humanity and of all life, just as you know about the equality of everything and that love is unconditional, you know all these things and more. And you hold this knowing deeply in your soul. Ignorance is an illusion. You use the illusion wisely when you see it as an illusion. When you know that it is not true that you do not know, you know, and you know that you know. This is what is said of all masters. They know that they know, and they use their knowing to live with, and not within, the illusory world in which they have placed themselves. This makes them appear in your world as if they are magicians, creating and using all life's illusions easily. Not knowing is a wonderful illusion and useful. It allows you to know again, to learn again, to remember once more. It allows you to re-experience the cycle, to become a snowflake. It is the illusion that you do not know that allows you to know what you know. If you know everything and know that you know it, then you can know nothing. Look deeply into this truth, and you will understand it. Give yourself the illusion, then, that you are ignorant of something, anything. In that moment, you will have the experience of that of which you are not ignorant, and what you know will suddenly become apparent to you. This is the wonder of humility. This is the power in the statement, "There is something here I do not know, the knowing of which could change everything." This single statement can heal the world. The call to humility is a call to glory. And in terms of your theology, there could be no greater tool for advancement. I have inspired it to be said that a little humility theology is what the world needs. A little less assurance that you know it all, and a little more willingness to continue the search, to acknowledge that there may be something that you do not know, the knowing of which could change everything. I say again, not knowing leads to knowing. Knowing it all leads to not knowing anything. That is why the illusion of ignorance is so important. And so it is, too, with all the illusions. They are the keys to your experience of who you really are. They open the door from the realm of the relative to the realm of the absolute, the door to everything. Yet, as with all 10 illusions, when the illusion of ignorance runs away with you, when it becomes your total experience, your ever-present reality, then it no longer serves you. Then you are like the magician who has forgotten his own tricks. You become one who is fooled by his own illusions. Then will you need to be saved by another, someone who sees through the illusion, who wakes you up and reminds you of who you really are. This soul will truly be your savior, even as you can truly be the savior of others by simply reminding them of who they really are, by giving them back to themselves. Savior is just another word for reminder. It is someone who reminds you, someone who remembers you, causing you to be of a new mind and to once again know yourself as a member of the body of God. Do this for others, for you are today's Savior. You are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. You are the one I have sent to bring the others home. Therefore, step out of the illusion, but not away from it. Live with it, but not within it. Do this, and you will be in this world, but not of it. You will know your own magic, and what you know, you will grow. Ever larger will be your idea about your magic until you one day understand that you are the magic. Always remember that. That you are the magic.